Well, over on Wall Street, technology stocks have been at the center of the recent turmoil. Slowing demand for iPhones in China and a trade war have triggered sharp declines at some of the country's biggest companies. But the tech industry is facing another problem: dissatisfied workers. Labor organizing has never been a big part of Silicon Valley's well-compensated startup culture. But as businesses like Apple, Facebook, Netflix grow into massive multinational corporations, they're confronting the challenge of keeping their workers happy. Sam Harnett from member station KQED reports.
Stand up! Fight back!
Last fall, something unprecedented happened at Google's headquarters. Employees walked out in protest, and an estimated 20,000 workers at Google campuses around the world joined in.
Stand up! Fight back!
Protesters' concerns range from Google's work with the U.S. military on drone technology to a lack of diversity at the company. But there was one issue at the core: power. Workers didn't feel like Google gave them the power that it promised when it hired them. At the protest, CEO Neil Hart demanded that the company put an employee on its board.
When we put our Noogler hats on, you told us to have an owner's mindset. You told us you aren't just employees, you are owners. And the owners say, time's up!
Noogler hats are given to Google employees when they're first hired. They are multicolored caps with little propellers. These hats embody the startup-y vibe of Google's past. But today, the company has over 85,000 full-time employees, and it's close to joining Amazon and Apple as America's only trillion-dollar corporations.
Time is up! Time is up! Time is up!
Organizing in Silicon Valley didn't start with these tech employees. The industry's shadow workforce, the independent contractors, they provided the spark. And there are a lot of them, tens of thousands. At Google, they make up half the staff. They do everything from cook to code, but they don't get the high salaries or perks like free lunches and childcare. In 2015, the contractors began organizing under a group called Silicon Valley Rising. They did things like get higher pay and unions for some bus drivers, and they drew attention from Bay Area media.
Union supporters of drivers who shuttle around Apple employees are protesting outside the tech giant's Cupertino headquarters this morning.
But it wasn't until Donald Trump's election in 2016 that full-time tech employees began organizing in earnest. A group called the Tech Workers Coalition emerged. It complements Silicon Valley Rising. It has members of all types, from contractors to full-time programmers. Google employee Stephanie Parker is active in the coalition.
One of the first things I noticed when I came to the Bay Area and started working in the tech industry was the blatant discrimination and basically a class system. How the differences in how people were treated were along the same old lines of race, class, and gender that you see in any other industry, and even more stratified here.
As a woman of color working in the tech industry, Parker says she's often felt alone.
My story of feeling isolated and feeling like no one else understands, feeling that my coworkers just want to focus on building tools and building apps and are not worried about these larger issues. I feel like that story is present in so many tech workplaces.
Over the last year, workers at different tech companies have protested openly. At Microsoft, they spoke out against the company's work with immigration and customs enforcement. At Amazon, they criticized the company for providing facial recognition software to police departments. And at Salesforce, they held a rally against the company's work with customs and border protection. Stephanie Parker came and spoke.
Me and a couple of my friends put this together, and we're hoping to send a message to Salesforce, to the tech companies, that tech won't build it and they should cancel the contract.
Tech executives like CEO Sundar Pichai of Google say they are responding to workers' concerns. Here he is talking to the New York Times about the Google walkout, which the company eventually supported publicly.
Moments like this show that we didn't always get it right, and so we are committed to doing better. We are listening to employees. That's partly why today is important.
But some workers say they're scared of speaking up. Silicon Valley companies make them sign non-disclosure agreements and discourage them from talking to the press.
As we start to grow and as we get stronger, it'll be easier for people to stand up and to be more public about this.
This programmer is active in the Tech Workers Coalition, but he doesn't want to use his real name for fear of losing his job.
But for the time being, we have to carve out a way to take action that still protects us.
Companies like Google, Amazon, and Facebook threw money at traditional conflicts with labor around pay and benefits. They've been able to pay high salaries, pamper workers with free meals, childcare, and even laundry services. But tech companies don't do this for all of their workers, and that's what spurred initial tech organizing efforts in Silicon Valley that have been growing over the last decade. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Harnett.